be frank with you this morning. I'm done. I'm tired. I got to put up with you guys all the time. Somebody said, yeah, you do. Well, bah humbug. Not to mention, I got to cover for this guy all the time. I'm tired. I'm done. The sun doesn't seem to want to come out at all anymore. That's it. I'm out. I'm done. I'm leaving. See you on the flip side. Well, that was anticlimactic. There's no way out that way. All right, I'll stay. All right. You know what? I'm going to stop being what I want to be and be what you need me to be instead. Grace, mercy, and peace are yours from God, your Father, and your Lord, and your Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Our text for today is our epistle reading, specifically these verses. For though I am free from all, I have made myself a servant to all, that I might win more of them. To the Jews I became as a Jew, in order to win Jews. To those under the law I became as one under the law, though not being myself under the law, that I might win those under the law. To those outside the law I became as one outside the law, not being outside the law of God, but under the law of Christ, that I might win those outside the law. To the weak I became weak, that I might win the weak. I have become all things to all people, that by all means I might save some. I do it all for the sake of the gospel, that I might share with them in its blessings. So far, our text. Saint Paul, he becomes what needs to be calmed. Yes, that will work. You see, St. Paul at one point was not an apostle. In fact, he persecuted Christians. He killed Christians. He put them to death. He burned them. He crucified them. And so on and so forth. In fact, he hated them. He was an enemy of the true God. That's what he wanted to be. But instead, God makes him into something else. He makes him into an apostle to spread the good news of the Christ. In fact, he tells us here, he became a Jew for the Jews. He became for those under the law as one under the law. He became to those outside the law who needed one outside the law. He became the weak for the weak. And all this to win them over for the sake of Christ, to bring them to the one true faith. In many respects, we are called to do the same thing. Pastor Hem and I were called to become something else in many respects. We just don't wear this white dress to look good. We had to become something else in order to win all people over for Christ. We were ordained. We had the laying on of hands. We were given the gift of the Holy Spirit in a unique way, all for you. And now here today, along with Apostle Paul, you are called to be what you need to be for those who need what you need to be. I'm starting to sound like the Apostle Paul. That is what we are called to do. We are called to become what people need for the time that they need it. A great example of this is our vocation with our family. I'm a very different person with my wife than I am my own son. And I've even been told by those with more than one child that you don't always raise your children even the same way. That each child has a different parent because that child is different. So you are called to be what you need to be, all for the sake of other people. Maybe this is why I love superheroes so much. You see, they always seem to show up at the right time to become what the person needs. You see, they become what the person needs at the most right time. And the great thing is, if you read comics at all, and I'm supposing a lot of you don't, that's okay. But you see, it's not just limited to the rescuing from danger. In a recent issue of Superman, issue number 39, not to be too specific here, the story is about Superman along with the rest of the Justice League. Now, at the beginning of the story, Superman is found fighting a foe right next to a children's hospital. And he's fighting this foe to defend the innocent, to defend the powerless, to defend the weak from this foe. And, well, as always, Superman comes out triumphant. And the best part about this is as soon as he throws the last punch, he flies to the window of the children's hospital and says, "Hi, kids." You see, Superman has come up with another idea at the same time. Because Superman loves children. He loves people. And so he and the rest of the Justice League come to take these children, with the permission of the parents, of course. They had to put that part in. But they came and took these children from the hospital and took them into space to their satellite base, showing them around. And when that wasn't exciting enough, they end up taking them to the moon, where they have the awe-inspiring view of the Earth that they live on. Now, Superman and the Justice League give these children something that they don't have always day to day. You see, they suffer from cancer or any debilitating disease. Some of them can't talk. Some of them can't hear. They seem to be hopeless and lack any joy in their lives. Except at this moment, where they are spending time with those they look up to. In fact, they bring them hope. They are hope givers, and they are joy bringers for these children. You see, even though we are called to be what we need to be for others, there's one who is much more important than all of us, all the superheroes. And that is Christ. You see, Christ is the one spoken of, especially in verse 22. You see, Christ became weak for you, the weak, that he might win you over for his sake. See, Christ became what you needed him to be, your Savior. He became what you needed him to be to forgive you your sins, to declare you righteous. You see, we are those children in the children's hospital, debilitated by sin, and we needed the hope and the joy that this world and our sinful flesh cannot give us. That is why Christ came down from his glory of heaven to be with us, to humble himself with us. That is who Christ is for you. And that is why he forgives you your sins. Christ knows your weaknesses. He knows your diseases. He knows your thoughts, and he knows how hopeless we can get. That is why he has sent me to you today to be what you needed, to declare you that your sins are forgiven, that those thoughts, that all that encompasses our lives has been conquered by Christ. You see, that is what you needed from him, whether you think that you did or not, because he has rescued you from sin, death, and the devil. He has rescued you from yourself. He has rescued you from the clutches of the foe, the devil, the evil one. In fact, he has He has chained the devil to a rock. He has chained him down because they were first-year chains. He took them off and conquered the devil with them. See, that is who you are also called to be, a child of God, a receiver of his gifts that you have made to be his child. You see, many people don't understand that God doesn't necessarily just want you, but he needs you as well. He needs you to be loved by him. He needs you to be forgiven by him. He needs you to be his child. Yes, Jesus came down from heaven, was incarnate by the Holy Spirit. He became the dirt of the earth, all for you. So what does Christ show us? But that sometimes we need to get dirty as well and lower ourselves for others. At times this may be using different language, dressing differently. But that's because that's what Christ did. In fact, he was the holiest and purest of all things. And he came down to be with you, and became what you needed him to be for you. Your forgiver, your savior, your righteousness. And so remember, that is who Christ became and has made you into what people need now. That is who you are. You have been defined not by what you think or say, but the words, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. We are born from above, defined not by the world or Satan, but by Christ himself. That is who Christ is for you. And that is why he feeds you with his own body and blood in just a moment, to keep you defined as one he defines, a forgiven, righteous child of God. That is what you need. Guess what? It has freed you. Amen. As with the peace of God that does surpass all understanding, guard your hearts and minds with what you need, Christ your Lord. Amen.